Welcome to a special bonus episode of First Person. I'm Sarah Wildman. In our last episode, we heard from Hagai Levy. He's a co-creator of the HBO series Our Boys. The series recounts the tragic events surrounding the kidnapping and murder of three Israeli teenagers by Palestinian militants, the subsequent revenge kidnapping and murder of a Palestinian teen by a group of Israelis, and the violence that followed. Levy spoke to us about the history of the summer of 2014 and the creation of the series. We also wanted to share the perspective of one of his two co-creators, Tawfiq Abouel. Abouel is Palestinian-Israeli. He was born in the northern Israeli town of Umm al-Fahim. As you'll hear, working on this series in the wake of the very real events depicted in these episodes was a challenge. So, Tawfiq, thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much.
Tell me about joining the production of Our Boys.
It started with Hagai and he brought Joseph. Then they understand that they are aiming to make a true crime story. So Joseph called me and actually I decided to join the show after I met with Hussein and Zohar Bukhder, the father and the mother of Muhammad, because, you know, I felt that they trust me to tell their own story, you know, because it's complicated for them after they passed this tragedy, you know.
Tell me what it was like to approach them. You hadn't had contact with them before, had you?
No. The first time I met them, it was with Hagai and Joseph. We went to their home in Shafat in East Jerusalem. You know, the father is very nice. He's a lovely person. But I could recognize the tension in their faces, especially the mother, that Israeli filmmakers are going to tell their own story, their own tragedy after what they have passed. And when they realize that I'm the one who is going to tell their own story, I saw the relief on their faces, and they just looked at me like they're giving me the most important thing in their life. And I felt it's kind of destiny, because until that time, I didn't know if I'm going to make the show. It just was at the beginning. So I was involved, emotionally involved, you know, to make the show, because I got the motivation from the parents of Mohammed Boukhder.
Where were you the summer of 2014?
I was in Marseille, in France. I was like, it's a period I was tired from living in Tel Aviv, in Israel, and I quit all my work and I went to Marseille to try to relax and clean my head, clean my soul. So then suddenly it's happened. When I was in Marseille and I was all the time connected to the news, what's going on, and I remember I felt something changed in the place, you know. I know the place I live in, you know, the conflict, the hateness, but suddenly I understand that something changed that will not come back ever.
Something changed with these...
You know, it's like people say that secretly, you know, suddenly they shout it. They shout the hateness.
You mean the hate... I just want to make sure I understand.
Because it was an escalation, you know, after the murder of Mohammed Boukhder, it was an escalation with the Gaza war. And, you know, Gaza war, it's like a lot of people died, you know, like more than 2,000 Palestinians. And it was like a dynamic of blood, of hateness. And it was the first time I see in Tel Aviv, you know, in the street I live in, a demonstration shouting death to the Arabs, attacking people because they are, this seems to be Jewish left liberals. So this was the period.
Did it make you want to return, or did it make you want to stay away?
I wanted to stay, yes. I thought it would be crazy to return, but, you know, I have... I couldn't stay. I have to come back, you know, because this is where my life is based. But, you know, I was depressed, you know, it's because if I remember even in the airport, it was, you know, usually when you're Arab in the airport, they treat you in a different way, how to say. But it was really the most strange things I had, you know, like they treat me like terrorist in the airport.
How so?
I don't know how so, but it was very humiliating. You know, I used to it, but you know, it was much above the average. I'm regular to in the airport, but you know, it's like kind of the atmosphere in this period. But I came back, you know, this I live there. And
where's your family, Tawfiq?
I was born in Umm El Fahm. It's a Palestinian town inside Israel. It's in the way to Nazareth.
So you returned. How long after you came back did you begin working on the series?
It was like a few months after I came back. Suddenly I received this phone from Joseph Seder, and I found myself involved in the show. And you know, it was not an easy way, because also it's a taboo issue in the Palestinian society, you know, the killing of Mohammed Abu Khadir, because also Jerusalem is a specific place for Palestinians, not just as, you know, as a what's supposed to be the capital of the Palestinian country the Palestinians are fighting to have. That it's a holy city, but also, you know, it's a place that very hard for Palestinians to live, because Palestinians in Jerusalem, they are residents, they are not citizens, and everything is very sensitive. And the killing of Mohammed Abu Khadir really put a tense on the city. It was a demonstration for the first time, you know, like you had two intifadas, but East Jerusalem, the people were not really involved in the first two intifadas. But after the killing of Mohammed Abu Khadir, it's like something happened.
And why do you think the killing of Mohammed Abu Khadir and the kidnapping of the three Jewish teens, what do you think they stirred more emotion and anger than many events that take place in the region?
First of all, you know, because of the dynamics of the story. I believe that because they are kids, all of them, it's also part of this story, but how it started, because you had 3 weeks that people in Israel really believe they are alive, the three kids. And it became to be something, you know, solidarity, people gathering together to pray. So identify with the families of the three kids, with the mothers. And after these 3 weeks of building hope, suddenly it's crashed to, you know, they found the bodies, and people in Jerusalem start to this disappointment, you know, to front it to Palestinians, to Arabs, like demonstration attacks Arabs. And at the same time, those 3 weeks, the security system in Israel, they close a lot of Palestinian cities, arrest hundreds of people. So it was like something, you know, pressure, and something explore. Because, you know, as I told you, it's like to build a hope in the Israeli society, and then disappointment, and the Palestinians, they are like, they are under attack as a population, and then they hear that they burned alive a Palestinian young teenager, so everything explored.
Was Hussein Abu Khadir, the father of Mohammed, was he reluctant to work on a production that had Jewish-Israeli producers and directors?
No, first of all, he didn't work in the production. He just, you know, he gave me the approval, or how to say, to make the story. He trusted me. Yeah, he cooperated with me personally. I was in contact with him and with Soha. Yeah, he had, you know, because he's a little bit afraid how they will make the show. But he also, you know, is he's so powerful, he's intelligent. So I remember he told me, because I had a lot of pressure from Palestinian activists not to make the show.
You did?
Yes. At the same time, I had a real pressure from many people, especially activists, you know, journalists.
Asking you to do what?
Not to make the show, not to cooperate with the Israeli production. And in one stage, I thought maybe I can't do it because I'm not triggered to this pressure. And suddenly, you know, a lot of people start to call you to write, you know, in the newspapers, Palestinian newspapers, against you, against the show. So,
because they thought that by working with the show,
because you know, first of all, it's there's no trust. You know, Palestinians, they mostly, because the daily life is so harsh, so they suspect everything. So, what they are going to do to represent the Palestinian, how to represent the narrative, you know, it's probably it will be a Israeli narrative. It will, yeah, it's a lot of things. But I spoke with the father, with Hussein Abu Khader, and he just simply told me, if your conscience is clear, do it. If not, don't do it.
In the series, Hussein Abu Khader, he himself is under a lot of pressure.
Yes, yes. You know, this is actually this is what happened. You know, it's then I understand how strong, how powerful he is, because he passed this tragedy. He need to deal with all the Israeli system that at the beginning accused him of the killing of his son. Didn't want to believe that Jewish guys can do such a crime. Even the killers, they tried to kidnap another kid day before, and the police, they didn't do anything. And suddenly, now we need to deal with the Palestinian community to go to the trial. Don't go to the trial, you know. So he had to confront the Israeli system outside and inside his Palestinian society, living inside.
And people didn't believe he should go to trial because they thought it wouldn't be a fair trial?
Yeah, it's like, they didn't believe because it took like 4 days until the Israeli police admit the killers are Israelis or Jewish guys. Because at the beginning, it was remorse in all over Israel that Muhammad is gay, so he was killed by his family, probably. This is what the Israeli police said. So, yeah, you don't trust them. After they're, you know, saying this thing about, like in the show, he's going to the police because this is the only address for him to find his son. And suddenly he find himself accused of maybe he knows something, you know, because usually also in Israel, it's like when Israeli citizen kill Palestinians, so mostly he's insane, what called.
There's a really amazing use of language throughout the series. In addition to the fact that the series goes back and forth between Arabic and Hebrew, you also see the problems of translation between the populations. The mother of Mohammed Abu Khader does not speak Hebrew, but the way in which the system in Hebrew is understood by and processed and then translated back and forth, how did you work within the languages?
Yeah, it was part of working with the actors, writing the dialogues, because, Soha, she doesn't speak Hebrew. She, you know, after a while, because she went to the trial a lot of times, she could start to understand. Hussein, he speaks Hebrew quite well. So I need to, you know, even when I wrote the dialogues, I need all the time to enter to the situation, to the head of the character, which way he will speak, because the actor, he speaks Hebrew very well. And I need to change in the dialogue, like to speak in not correct Hebrew. Or even Simon, for example, when he speaks Arabic, the Shabak investigators, you know, it was just to write how the character speaks, you know, sometimes when he use Arabic, when he use Hebrew, you know, to play with this. But it's always written and you know, a lot of rehearsals, so you to get the authentic of the every character, because, you know, when you live in Israel, it's like for Palestinians, especially living inside Israel, you use both languages all the time, Arabic and Hebrew. Even Israelis, you know, they use Arabic, so it's part of the reality there.
How did the Abu Khader family receive the series?
I don't know if they watched all the episodes. All the time I was afraid they will watch it, because, you know, I thought it will be hard for them to see their own tragedy, but I know that they watched the first two episodes because a journalist made an interview with them, and it was very hard. They cried a lot. So, yeah, it's not easy for them. And I told them all the time that I don't feel comfortable, you know, them to watch the show, because they already passed this tragedy. To see it again, it's not easy, I believe. The story is about families. Abu Khader family, it's a family story. Simon, also it's a family story. He's living alone with his mother in this age. He's not married. And also the murderers, it's a family story. because the three murders are family. So obviously it's a family tragedy in every story.
What do you think that the series tells us more broadly about the Israel-Palestine conflict?
I don't think the series is trying to tell something, just to get you a deep look inside this reality. You have a lot of layers in the show, that the reality is much more complicated than you watch it in the news, and it's getting, you know, that you have the chance to get deeper inside the Israeli society, inside the Palestinian society, Palestinian family. I don't think it's a historical document. It's art, you know, it's a drama, it's a thriller. So I don't believe it's coming to say something, you know, but it's experience. And I can tell you, I live in Tel Aviv like more than 20 years, and I was surprised from the reactions, because the first time I hear, you know, people that I know, the first time that they are identify with Palestinian tragedy, identify with Palestinian pain, that suddenly the Palestinians similar to them. So it's a lot of things that you can take from this show. It's not one thing.
Tawfiq, thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you. Thank you.
That was Tawfiq Abuael, who along with Haggai Levy and Joseph Cedar created the HBO series Our Boys. Be sure to check out our interview with Haggai Levy if you haven't already. We'll have a new episode of First Person later this week. I'm Sarah Wildman. Thanks for listening.